Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And in that last hour, I didn't get a chance to talk about it too much because we had Fiddler's Bid, which is a bunch of avant-garde kind of Scottish fiddle players and harpists and guitar, and they're really, really good. They do sort of modern, sort of Scottish dance tunes, except in a more freewheeling style. We heard a bunch of other stuff in that last hour. And not going to go, you can go to the playlist at nwpr.org. These will probably be posted on like about Tuesday. And you can check it all out. A lot of cool stuff. No calendar in this show because nobody's sending me anything in a timely manner. So we're not going to put it on there. I know that Bill Staines is going to be in this neck of the woods in October because he always is. And I don't have time to look it up. And I know... there are a lot of promoters involved. There's probably 4 or 5 gigs, okay? And then I also know that Larry Morani is going to be in concert in the Tri-Cities Three Rivers Folklife Society. Do not know when that is. They told me, but nobody sent me anything that I could refer back to, and I forgot, okay? My memory isn't always that good. So the point is, if you don't want things on the show, we can just eliminate the calendar, and I can just play music, which has its advantages as well. Alrighty. Okay, where are we at here? So let's go back to the Fiddler's Bid, these Fiddler's Bid folks. And listen to this called Christchurch. I wonder if it's like Christchurch in New Zealand or Christchurch like the one in, isn't there one in Oxford or someplace? Anyway, it goes like this. Thank you.
Every time it rains, it pours. I pray it rains just a little more on me. 'Cause I'm the guy who never cries, and I gotta keep my reputation clean. And here's a helpful tip to rain, administered in raindrops may help to hide the tears a little more. Which is why a guy who never cries looks up at the sky with hopeful eyes, hoping when it finally rains, it pours. I'm just a showboat. Won't catch me crying, no. Won't catch me showing any hurt. I'm just a showboat, pretending I can stay afloat, pretending I'm not sinking over her. Time the sun goes down, I pray the sunlight takes the sound as well. 'Cause I'm the guy who never cries, and I gotta keep the pain all to myself. No light to see me shaking, no sound to hear me breaking, no sound to hear the teardrops hit the floor. Which is why a guy who never cries stays up all night with hopeful eyes, hoping when it finally rains, it pours. I'm just a showboat. Won't catch me crying, no. Won't catch me showing any hurt. I'm just a showboat, pretending I can stay afloat, pretending I'm not sinking over her. Thinks of me. Out all night and running wild, the latest style's the greatest company. With laughter, lights, and drinking, trying hard to keep from thinking, and seeking for what he is searching for. Which is why a guy who never cries looks up at the sky with desperate eyes, hoping when it finally rains, it pours. I'm just a showboat. Oh, King Thunderbolt, Mr. Le Bon Temps, only dog in every fight, the only guy who dynamite, the only guy who never cries, he's never lonesome all the time. One eye always pointed skyward, waiting for a drop of rain to fall and help to hide the pain, to fall and help to lift the boat, so he can think he's still afloat, pretending he ain't sinking low, pretending he ain't sinking low.
Nice horns there, nice band. That's the Royal City Band. And Trina Schumacher, Josh Ritter's brand new album called Gathering. An album that sort of came out of what he terms dissatisfaction with what he's done earlier and everybody's expectations and his own expectations based on those things that he has already done. And so with that in mind, he went into areas in his songwriting and in what he's all about that he felt he'd never been before. And of course, he's always referred to songwriting as kind of a maze. And sometimes you don't even get out of it, and sometimes you, when you do, you feel real good about what that's all about. And he has always not been one to emulate anybody very often, or if at all. And if he does, it's because he's involved in some tributes or some things like that, or he sings somebody else's songs. But the point is that he is a move-forward kind of creative guy, and he does not like to be pigeonholed. There's no black and white areas. Everything is gray in terms of where you can go and where. I mean, the bottom line is everything is the sky's the limit in a lot of ways, and a lot of people don't realize that. And there you then music becomes a boundary, and this is where Josh is not at in terms of this album. And he says the album is full of storms, external storms and internal storms, physical storms and emotional storms. And that's how he creates this. He does a duet on here with Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead. Bob Weir, who he and Josh Ritter collaborated on Bob Weir's Blue Mountain album, in which they did not give credit to the individual who wrote Blue Mountain at all. They wrote their own verses to it and didn't give credit to the judge old Price Keller that wrote Blue Mountain. But that's okay. You know, Woody stole songs too. Anyway, so there you go. This is an awesome, awesome album. It's got some of Josh Ritter's artwork on it, and it's got the usual bonus CD with kind of the home recordings that are sort of demos of each track. And Josh Ritter is really cool because he does that. And it's pretty neat stuff. Josh Ritter. Yes, indeed. So we're going to play. That was the track called Showboat. And the showboat person, of course, is all talk and all bluster. And he's got a lot of stuff going on inside. Yes, he does. We're going to play track. That's track two. We're going to play track three from this.
Set a mile on mine, like a fucker, hopper, skip a little beat to survive. Now you're gone, but I get by. I just thought you were a friend of mine, a friend of mine, a friend of mine. When we met, I found true love. Yes, and for a while it was now. You don't write, you don't call, it hurts a little, that is all. On come the thunder, on come the wind. Heartbreak blowing in all over again. I forget about you, honey, I don't mind. I just thought you were a friend of mine. A friend of mine, a friend of mine.
your city away, hoping someday you might see beyond yourself. Shadows on the ceiling, hard but not real, like the bars that cage you within yourself. And I must learn to live without you now, as I cannot learn to give only part somehow.
I've been told there is a power in the blood. Is it enough? Is it enough to carry me back from where I am to where I was? And I hope there is some power in my blood. I've been told that all these ties would surely bind and hold me tight, hold me tight, 'cause I'm hanging at the end of my own life, and I hope that all these ties will surely bind. When, oh, when will I be changed? When, oh, when will I be changed from this devil that I am? When, oh, when will I be changed? Thank you.
in my bones, but I don't know. I don't know. I can't even seem
to find my own road home.
And I hope there is some truth down in my bones.
When, oh, when will I be changed? When, oh, when will I be changed from this day?
That you let me stay, let me stay, even a poor serpent needs a place to rest for a while as he's waiting to be changed.
When Will I Be Changed? Josh Ritter from his brand new album, Gathering. It's really a cool album. And the reason why it's a cool album is because there's a lot of stuff on here that, you know, if I listened, given my upbringing and my whole folky thing, initially I listened to it and I go, oh, geez, this is a little too much. But then because of the kind of writing and because of the kind of individual that Josh Ritter shows up in his songs, the album just sort of grows on you. All of his albums do that to me. I have to listen to a Josh Ritter album four or five times, and then all of a sudden I get it. I totally get it. And then all I have to do is remember that in totally getting it, I haven't got it yet. That's the cool part about a Josh Ritter album. Because in totally getting it, you need to understand that, again, that whole boundary thing in Josh's mind and in what he's trying to do just doesn't exist. And especially in this album, he's very clear about that. Does not want to be overshadowed by the expectations of those of others and his own earlier self. And so that just means you can do nothing but move forward. It's really a cool philosophy when you think about it. It totally defies musical complacency and everything. It just basically says whatever happens, happens, and you move forward with it. Now, the problem with that is, if there is a problem, is you might screw up. It's a very risk-taking way to make music, but it certainly isn't safe. And that's where a lot of artists kind of screw up on. That's where they foul up. They don't move forward, and they don't use their creative abilities, in order to make that happen. And moving forward, it isn't just necessarily about changing your sound and sound boundaries and all that. It's about reaching back and just thinking about in your own mind and in your own brain and everything like that, where you can move forward. Some people probably can do it more with lyric. Some people can move it forward with exactly the depth of the lyric. And some people can move it forward in just about every way. And that's what Josh and the band and everybody do. All righty? Okay, so there you go. That's called Gathering from Josh Ritter. We're going to hear more from that because it is just so fascinating and in a way kind of mysterious because you don't know what to expect. And even when you finally know what's there, you still really don't know what to expect. So in that sense, this is as awesome as his last album, Sermon on the Rock. And both of these albums are kind of in that same category, except this one even goes even farther than Sermon on the Rock. We also heard in there Judy Collins and Stephen Stills. They were an item back in the 60s. And she recorded one of his songs. We heard their recording of his song. And I don't know what to think about this album. Judy Collins still has the pipes. I had thought that Stephen Stills didn't really have the pipes, but this is definitely 2016, 2017 recordings of Stephen Stills. It just amazes me. Here's their version of Girl from the... Most of these things are familiar. Houses and Judy and those kinds of things. And this is Girl from the North Country that, of course, Dylan wrote, and Stills has recorded many versions of this, including a great one with Crosby and Nash. All right, here we go.
If you're driving in the North Country Fair, where the winds blow heavier on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Traveling when the snowflakes storm and the rivers freeze and summer ends, you see that she has a coat so warm to shield her from the howling. That it rolls and flows all down her breast. Please see for me that her hair hangs long. That's the way I remember her
true love of mine. Goodbye, old pain, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Well, it's 10 below 0, 40 miles outside of town. On a ranch with 3 old longhorns about to give up the ghost and lie down. And he's got 5 head of horses, not one of them younger than 10. He says if a soul often left him, I wouldn't be much of a man. Now every morning past coffee, he walks up that long gravel road to a stone house where his guitar sits waiting for stories to get told. And he stares out the window at a wild winter running her courses. He says, I bet it's warm down in Santa Fe, but I'll never leave these old horses. You know, love comes and goes, and it rocks and it rolls, and it spins you around and around. When you reach the sad edge of love, sometimes you gotta jump off, build new wings on your way back down. And after 84 years, kid, it's too late to second guess choices. That's the way it played out. Me, I won't leave these old horses. Santa Fe sundown sheds a warm red mystical light, but he's froze to the bone in Alberta, but he won't quit the fight. And one old rugged leg hawk circles lower, and the old man hears voices. Says, I'm crazy as hell, boys, but I'll never leave these old horses. You know, love comes and goes, and it rocks and it rolls you, and it spins you around and around. And when you reach the sad edge of love, sometimes you jump off, build new wings on the way back down. After 84 years, kid, it's too late to second guess your choices. Don't slam the door when you leave, kid. Me, I'll stay here with these horses. Close the gate down on the main road. Leave me here with these horses. Goodbye, old pain, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, old pain, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Thank you.
I do not count the time. Who knows where the time goes? Who knows where the time goes? Sad, deserted shore, your fickle friends are leaving. Ah, but then
Judy Collins has got to be in her early 70s. She never even did it with those high notes and that kind of emotion when she recorded it back in 1967 it was called Who Knows Where the Time Goes. It was the title cut. It was the album that had Someday Soon and My Father and I Pity the Poor Immigrant and Bird on the Wire And she did it in a much more sort of a strident fashion. But this was really cool, with Stephen Stills probably on the lead guitar. This is from this album, Judy Collins and Stephen Stills. And before that, Tom Russell, and I'll Never Leave These Horses, a song which he wrote. And we're going to play at least one more from this album. Yeah, we're going to play The Sparrow from Swansea. This is dedicated to Dylan Thomas. Tom Russell, here we go.
From the back streets of Cardiff to a hall in St. Vincent's, a boathouse in Larne to a bench in Times Square, they are tolling the bells for the Sparrow of Swansea. Whispering his poems, they are sending him prayers. Oh, see how he flies, the Sparrow of Swansea, Sparrow of Swansea, Lord, see how he sails. O'er the snail-horned churches, o'er the three-legged horses, through the gray misty mornings in the southwest of Wales. All the pubs, they come open at 11:30. You were likely to find him down at Brown's Hotel. Or the Mermaid, the Three Lamps, the Boar's Head, the Cross House, then back on around to the Worm's Head Hotel. I'll see how he flies, the Sparrow of Swansea, Sparrow of Swansea, Lord, see how he sails. O'er the snail-horned churches, o'er the three-legged horses, through the gray misty mornings in the southwest of Wales. White Horse Tavern on a gray New York evening, the Sparrow of Swansea was wounded in flight. Raging with whiskey, he lived out his poetry. He did not go gentle into that good night. Oh, see how he flies, the Sparrow of Swansea, Sparrow of Swansea, Lord, see how he sails. O'er the snail-horned churches, o'er the three-legged horses, through the gray misty mornings in the southwest of Wales. Do not go gentle into that good night. Do not go gentle into that good night. Do not go gentle into that good night. We must rage against the dying of the light.
The old home place, dear, it's empty now. The weeds grow tall, dear, in the yard. But we still come back, 'cause it's our home. Though times be easy or times be hard, the old home place, dear, it's empty now. We don't ride horses, we don't milk cows. The city's claimed our life somehow. The old home place, dear, it's empty now. Once children played here and mother prayed, and we helped daddy work the farm all sat down on the porch with a banjo and the old time songs. The old home place, dear, it's empty now. We don't ride horses, we don't milk cows. The city's claimed our life somehow. The old home place, dear, it's empty now.
The old home place is empty now. That's Cats Loves Crow. This is from this wonderful album. It's been out for quite a while now, called Front Row Seat. And it's a series of recordings of various individuals, various artists from many years of concerts with the Three Rivers Folklore Society. And some people even have two tracks. Like Shanghai on the Willamette, they got two tracks. And Heather Alexander, well, the Constellation, the crew of the Constellation has two tracks, sort of, kind of. I'm on two tracks. And it's a pretty wonderful little, it's a great retrospect of concerts coming through the area. Oh, my gosh, Chuck Pyle, Bill Staines, Heidi Muller, David Maloney. Oh, my goodness me. Some of these folks aren't even alive anymore that have gone through. And that's pretty cool. There are folks missing, but for the most part, it's a wonderful, wonderful retrospect. Yes, it is. For that, Tom Russell and his little tribute to Dylan Thomas, which is kind of neat, written with Katie Moffat, the Sparrow of Swansea. And we're going to hear one more before we leave the show. One more Tom Russell from this great album called The Old Folk Hotel, released in the UK. And it's pretty neat. Tom Russell. This is the last time I saw Hank.
Last time I saw Hank, he was walking through a cornfield all alone. And he was looking kind of hungry, like a dog who'd buried but could not find the bone. And I asked him, did he need a drink? He said, son, you can take that to the bank. Then I woke up in a cold sweat in this dream I call the last time I saw Hank. Oh, the last time I saw George Jones was a honky-tonk on the road to Galveston. I believe he was still drinking, must have been 1980, 1981. You can feel the pain and sorrow as his words flew out and rose higher than they sang. And then a bottle broke through my windshield in this dream I call the last time I saw him. Oh, the last time I saw Jesus, he was walking up the hill of Calvary. And he stumbled, but he got some help from a man they called Simon of Cyrene. I called out, Jesus, I'm drowning. He says, no one drowns, 'cause I will walk the plank. Then I woke up treading water in this dream I call the last time I saw Hank. Saw my father, he looked as if he just got out of jail. And he said, I'm gonna win it back, like a man convinced somehow he had failed. From the cornfields of Iowa to Hollywood in 3 months in the tank. Great American dreamer in a dream I call the last time I saw Hank. Oh, the last time I saw my mother, someone put a rose on her forehead. Was this miracle or mockery? I'd scream, she's asleep, she ain't really dead. Sang my old song, Alkali. She opened up her eyes and then she winked. And it all moved in a circle in this dream I call the last time I saw Hank. Oh, the last time I saw Hank, he was walking through a cornfield all alone.
That is just typical Tom Russell in terms of some of the more sort of profound things that he does. The last time I saw Hank from his latest album, The Old Folk Hotel, he just released an album a couple months back of kind of a tribute to Ian Tyson, which is really, really good. I haven't aired it yet. I should do that. Maybe next week we'll get a hold of that and air it. It's wonderful. It has some bonus tracks of Ian and Sylvia doing some unreleased material. And yeah, pretty good stuff. All righty. We're about ready to rock and roll on out of here. Yes, we are. And we're going to do that pretty quick. I need to let you know that Amanda Cully is the assistant producer of this week's show. And again, there was no calendar. You folks need to send me stuff. And because I don't have time to go and look around at everybody's website. It takes a little bit longer. And I'm just not in, and I wouldn't even know where to start half the time. So there you go. Send me stuff. Send me stuff now. All right, so we can get this calendar back on track. Okay. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. If you want to email me at D, as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047, and I'll get back to you sooner than later. Love to talk to people. Anybody who knows me, tell ad nauseum, I love to talk to people. Heidi's singing about the highways and the freeways and everything. We're going to hit the road And I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you. And take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks. They ain't nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. Don't be doing that. Be like Josh Ritter and move forward. All righty, we're going to talk to you later now. Bye.